stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, January 25th.
Geez, time is flying.
I know. Can you believe it's the end of January almost? Wow.
That means rent's due. Damn it. Damn.
The new year just started, man.
I know.
Before you know it, it'll be December again.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah.
I mean, bad because it's another birthday, but yay, more presents.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. Is that bad? I'm like, I sound like a greedy bitch right now.
No, it's yay, not presents. Bad. I know some people that actually ask other people to bring them presents.
Well,
believe it or not.
You should give us presents.
Yeah,
especially
but
me.
No, but I mean, like, you know, on small occasions, and
what do you
know, to ask someone to bring you a gift is kind of rude. I think.
I demand it.
Do you?
I'm like, it's my freaking birthday. Give me a damn present.
No, not on a birthday. I don't mean a birthday.
Like when?
I don't know, special occasions or something. I don't even know special occasions.
Like,
well,
it's Monday.
I don't want to get into it because, you know, I don't want to mention the person and stuff. Okay?
Wait, no, but I'm curious.
Why?
So wait. So this is like sort of like Valentine. I mean, Valentine's Day, I understand.
Not even Valentine's Day, you know.
Okay.
It's just like...
Like it's Monday. I want a present.
Yeah.
Really?
I shouldn't have even brought it up.
No, this is a good conversation.
No, because I can't take it any further, you know?
Well, don't mention who it is, but
yeah.
I'm just curious, like,
no,
why...
but if I mention, you'll know. Okay, I'll tell you after the show.
Oh.
No big deal, really. But, but it's not bad to want presents. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know?
So,
you're good.
This is getting so interesting, though, and you just stopped.
I know. I should know better than that. But, no, I don't like to drag people into the show.
Well, no one needs to know who it is. I'm just saying.
Well, if I mention, you'll see. You'll see. It's like, you know, whatever I say, it's going to give a clue. So,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have a special guest in the studio. We'll bring her in just a minute. I did want to discuss a couple of things.
Mm-hmm. You mean like the speech last night?
Did you watch that?
I watched part of it, and then I got really bored, started yawning and falling asleep, and left the room.
Yeah, it's always boring because it's always the same thing, you know?
He says
the same thing. He says what you want to hear.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like, you know, and then the Republicans predictably refute what he says and bring their own shit, and it's like...
The whole...
Yeah, it's the same. How can you sit through, like... What was it, over an hour?
I think so. I was watching about like the tax breaks and things like how I didn't realize that, but how if you have people from overseas coming into a company, then you get a tax break. But if you have actual workers from the U.S., it's more and why and this
really?
Whole thing.
Wow.
That's what he was going into, and I didn't even know that. And I was like, you know, I just don't care because everything you say is blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I never do what you say, so I just don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Just like before the elections, you know.
Exactly.
And I'm sure some people would beg to differ, but. I think the prevailing opinion is that he hasn't delivered on change and hope.
Right, exactly. You know what else is really scary, though, too?
What's that?
That was on Fox News last night. Mm. The solar flares.
Really?
Yeah.
Which what have you heard of those?
Well, you know, like, we always have solar flares in space, but they flare up, like, every so often. And right now there's big storms that are going on. And what's interesting is I had said, the whole 12-21-12 thing, I had told everyone... Basically, what's happening on 12-21-12, I don't know if you guys realize, but the planets are actually lining up. They're going to line up. And the last time that happened, it was incredible, insane solar flares. So the worst thing that could happen is, which is pretty bad, it'll knock out our electrical grid, meaning we will have no electric for over a year.
Really?
Now, if that happens, what does that result back to? Back in the olden days, horse and buggies, farming.
Because, yeah, the Stone Age.
Exactly, because horse and buggies, because you can't use your car because you can't pump gas.
Right.
You can't get gas. So what's going to happen, there are going to be riots everywhere. People from the inner cities are going to start robbing other people. It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
So if you live far away, then stock up on guns now, because you'll have to, honestly, and there's money will be worth nothing because you don't have a bank thing. It'll be all about trade, farming, food, what you can supply. Because if we have no electricity, we're fucked.
So So you truly believe it's going to happen?
Well, they started talking about it on Fox News
Are you prepared for it?
A lot of people are preparing for it. I mean, yeah. I'm not, but my parents are. They've bought a lot of ammo and they've guns galore. But we have and stuff like that. But, yeah. I mean, they were talking about it. And it's funny because I mentioned this over a year ago. And last night on Fox News, the scientist was talking about it. What will happen? And it could happen sooner, actually, and just how crazy it would be. And it was I just found it fascinating because I looked, my sister texted me last night, and I was like, what did I say over a year ago? People don't listen, because if you look through history, that's what happened, the planet, when the planets line up. And we already have the storms that are going on right now. So it could be really crazy, potentially dangerous.
Wow.
So, I mean, it could be nothing, but yeah. I'm just saying they're talking about it now. The scientists are. It was on Fox News, like I was saying last night, as a big thing, so... Just
yeah.
Saying.
Well, everybody know. I mean, this is where you heard it first. So, you know, if it happens.
Start learning farming.
Yeah.
Start organic growing. Start, you know, just saying.
Emergency supplies for a year. That'll be a lot.
Start learning how to shoot guns.
Yeah. and raise chickens and shit.
Hey, at least I killed some in my day.
That's true. You did.
Exactly. I'd be fine. You should come to my house because I'll just kill a chicken.
Yeah. Huh? No problem.
Dinner. No problem. I don't give a shit. I'm hungry. It's going to kill a chicken.
Chop off its head and everything.
Bang it on a rock. Wow. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
That's what I did on the show. Am I scaring you?
Just a little bit.
Survival of the fittest. Just
yeah. So a couple of items. First of all, Demi Moore is seeking treatment. Did you hear that?
No. For what?
For like stress and
I was like,
exhaustion and things like that. You know, it's not for drugs.
I was going to make a really mean comment.
Like what?
I was going to say, what, for getting her face done too much? I'm sorry. That is so fucked up.
Has had a lot of work on her face, huh?
She's gorgeous. Gorgeous, though. She is. She looks great for her age. She works out. Her body's sick, but
Well, everybody goes through that,
right?
You know?
Wait, are her and Ashton still together?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, they probably split up. Yeah, they're separated.
Okay, I don't follow.
Yeah, so apparently, so she's gonna quit her role in the movie Lovelace.
Really?
That she's working on, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So apparently
that's
she's
crazy.
Not
so she's really bad.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Wow.
So she's going to take some time off, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I guess everyone needs that, you know, here and there. But she hasn't done that much in a while. So I would have thought, suck it up while you're working.
Yeah, well, it's probably not stressful work, obviously. You know, it's obviously her relationship and, you know,
probably
the split
a lot
up
of,
and everything.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that's hard on anyone, I guess.
I don't know, but
I don't know,
we can
if
sit
I were
here
working.
And contemplate, but... it's just, it's sad when someone has to take a break from their lives and, you know, and fix things like that.
Right.
But what are you going to do?
Mm.
And then Heidi Klum and Seal, we were talking about
they
that yesterday,
up, yeah.
right? So, and that's it. That's what most people are saying. And that was the first thing that occurred to me is like, they seem to be like so in love, you know? They go out of their way to show people they're so in love and stuff, you know? And then they asked the psychologist yesterday, like, why... What do you think that is? You know, I mean, if they were like so in love, why are they breaking up and stuff? And he said that, you know, the fact that they go out of their way to make sure that everybody knows
is
that
they're hiding.
It's
they're
like
doing.
Insecurity. Yeah,
right.
they're hiding what's really going on.
You know, what's probably really hard, too, is the fact they're always working and they're separate. I mean, it's really hard if you're both traveling separately all the time.
Right.
That's a lot. You know?
Yeah. Except I don't know that it's all the time. You know, apparently they went to where was it? You know, they had like this trip to Aspen.
Yeah, but that's not enough time.
Yeah, no, but they had like a fight-filled trip, they say, you know, so.
Yeah, but still not enough time. Like, I think about it, like, when I was with someone and we were both working nonstop and traveling like crazy, I was fine with it, but them being not secure about it, you know, it caused a lot of things and just kind of, you break apart. You know, even when you get back together, it's great for that week that you're together, but then it happens all over again when you separate and go off back to work.
Right, yeah.
So,
once you split up, you should stay split, right?
I don't know. I mean, actually, yes. I mean, if you're taking a break, then for like a little bit to try and reevaluate things, if you've got kids involved and you're married, then take a break and evaluate it. But once you split up, there's no getting back together.
No,
that's
stupid.
That's just retarded.
I know. You can try it for a while, but it doesn't work in the long run.
No, because you broke up for a reason. It didn't work then, so it won't work later. I mean, unless it's a couple years and years down the road and like you both have your shit together.
Yeah, you've made some changes in your life and so forth.
And you have to completely change in order for it to balance out. But why go back when you can't fix it? It's going to be too hard because there's too many feelings and you did this and you did that and it's still going to be in the back of your mind.
Right,
you know? It's just
move on, right?
Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's bring in our guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce her to us?
So we have Miss Texas in studio, Sharon Olson.
Welcome to the show, Miss Texas. Wow. Yeah. We feel privileged.
Yes. And she's got a little friend with her, too. Who's this?
This is Kobe, my 12-year-old Pomeranian. Aww. And he's very excited. He's been on TV before, but he's never been on radio.
Oh, okay. So now he's on radio.
Yeah. Yes.
Can he say something?
Kobe, do you want to talk?
Apparently not.
Yeah, he's just breathing.
It's really funny. So we've been, this is your first animal guest, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's, I told you there's something new I'm going to bring to the show.
Yeah, no, she snuck him in. You know, suddenly she pulled something out of her purse.
It was her purse. I will have to say he's probably about, what, 4 or 5 pounds?
Four pounds. He's black. And people usually just think he's a little piece of fur on my purse.
He pretty much is this, like, little bundle of fur. Like, if I could pick a fuzzball off my coat, that's what it would look like. But he's so cute. He's so cute.
And he has the biggest smile on his face now because he loves the attention.
So funny.
Yeah,
we'll have
sure.
to post a picture on our Facebook page afterwards so everyone can see this little fur bundle.
Yeah.
It's just really funny. But she did. She literally took him out of... out of her bag. Look at that. Yeah. It's like a little... Was that what it was?
No, you didn't. Oh,
okay.
The gold one.
This little purse. It's pretty funny.
That's cool. So, Shauna, right?
Yes.
That's the name. And you were Miss Texas?
I'm Miss Texas America right now. I'm going to be competing in the Miss America pageant in April.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. So this just happened, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And I brought Kobe because in pageants, we all have to have a platform, which is a cause that we promote. And mine is animals helping people and people helping animals.
Oh, that's cool.
And what is that? What exactly does that mean?
Well, I'm very involved
in... Just get closer to the mic so we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm really involved with animal rescue, especially through Southern California Pomeranian Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, I hate going anywhere without my dogs.
Right.
So I was really excited to find out about there's so many ways that you can get involved with volunteering with your pets,
mm-hmm.
like visiting senior citizens in rest homes with your pets mm-hmm. or people in hospitals. There's programs called Pause to Read where kids in schools that are having trouble learning to read, they sign up to read their favorite book to a dog because
mm-hmm.
it's like a non-judgmental audience for them to practice reading to.
Right.
So there's just all kinds of ways you can get involved with
dogs. So they read to the dogs?
The kids read to the dogs.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's sort of probably therapeutic for the kids.
I guess so, yeah.
Right. Like if they're afraid, if they're not doing well in reading and they're afraid to read out loud in class, they can practice reading to a dog because the dog doesn't get upset.
Right.
You know, the dog loves it.
The dog has no judgment. That's actually a really cool idea. Because a lot of kids, like, you're right, it's psychological for them, for a lot of the kids. Yeah, I used to read with a lot of kids and work with a lot of kids. So you're right.
Right.
Really fabulous.
And then there's also things like raising puppies to become seeing eye dogs. They always need volunteers who can raise the puppies and socialize the puppies before they become seeing eye dogs or other kinds of service dogs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So how long have you had this dog?
I've had Kobe for 12 years.
12 years?
Yes.
Wow.
He's so cute. He's just like...
And he was on Ice... Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with me.
Really?
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. How was that show?
Well, it was really fun. He helped me answer the questions. We didn't win a lot of money, but we did win a little bit.
So they let you have him on the stage with you?
Yeah.
On the set?
He was up on the stage, and he pushed the buzzer for me.
That's so funny. Wait, so which question stumped you on that show? Because I've always wanted to try it, and I'm like, I think I could beat a fifth grader. Like, I'm pretty freaking smart.
Well,
I don't know.
One question that stumped me was, like, about the layers of the rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, I think the answer was emerging, and I picked the wrong one. I can't remember.
Is it multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I know. I'd never be able to come up with that.
See, I
layers
would.
Of the rainforest?
Yeah, I could do that.
Really?
Do you?
Yeah.
What are
the layers of the rainforest?
I can't lay them off, but if you had them written down, like if it was multiple choice, that would be so easy. But see, I love science, and I know a lot of, I know the dumbest facts. Like, I don't know a lot about anything. I'm no expert in any field, but I know a little about everything.
Oh.
Yeah. So I bet you I'd be good at that show.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, I mean, I know science, too, but the rainforests, I don't know about layers and stuff.
That was one of my favorite subjects back in the day.
Oh, okay. So that's why you know. Yeah.
And working with, all the holistic meds, a lot of it comes from the rainforest, and you have to know which parts.
I see. Okay.
So that's where that comes from. Yeah.
See, we got a smart cookie here.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
We keep finding out.
Occasionally. I have moments of... But anyway.
Don't we all?
Which happens more times than most.
Yeah. So, Shanna, are you originally from Texas?
No, I'm originally from California, but I spend a lot of time in Houston. One of my best friends lives there, so I spend a lot of time in Houston also. So I go back and forth between LA and Houston.
Really? So, I mean, do you have to be like a resident of the state?
For this pageant, you don't. Different pageants have different requirements. Some of you can work there, go to school there. It just varies depending on the pageant.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought that you had actually lived there.
Yeah, I thought so too. But I guess it's not politics. They don't really care, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you represent something.
I guess so. Yeah. Wait, so Ms. Texas, does that mean you're married?
No,
you
it's Ms. MS.
Okay.
And it's actually, it's a pageant for women over age 26.
Okay.
Which I think is really, really great because most pageants, mm-hmm. you have to be under 26 or under 24. And the Ms. MS pageant, you can be... It's for women. You have to be over age 26.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I think it's really great because women don't stop being beautiful at age 26.
Right.
So, that's
true,
yeah.
I think it's really great. It's much more modern to me to be open to women of all ages and married or single.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So what is like the age limit? Like, is there one?
There's
or no
age.
So you could be like 80 and beautiful.
Yeah, you could be 90 and do it if you want to.
Crazy.
Yeah. And there's actually no swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
It's you wear fitness wear for whatever type of athletic things you participate in. It's no swimsuit. It's evening gown, fashion wear, interview with the judges, and on stage question.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So how did you decide to get into that?
Well, when I was younger, I always wanted to do pageants. I did a couple.
Did you really when you were younger?
Yeah. And I won Miss Photogenic, and that was how I got started in modeling and acting.
Mm-hmm.
But it costs a lot of money, and it's hard. You have to go out and get sponsors, and I didn't want to do that when I was younger, and I didn't have as much confidence, but it was one of those things in the back of my head that was always like, I really wish I could still do that. I really wish I could do that again, you know, now that I'm older.
Right.
And I was just so excited because a year and a half ago, I found out about Ms. pageants for women of all ages, and I thought it was really cool that you can pursue your dreams no matter what they are at any age.
Right.
That's awesome.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you first hear about it? I mean, were you actively searching for something like
this? No, I found out from my friend in Houston. You know, pageants are a lot bigger
in
Houston.
In Texas,
And I never knew about any pageants here in California, but in Texas there's a million pageants, and she was involved in a pageant system, and she told me about it, so I got involved about it, and then I found out about when I'd won that pageant, and then like as a reigning queen you go visit other pageants
sit
in the audience and watch, and so then I found out about this pageant and decided to compete this year.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And so how big is this? I mean, it's not as big as Miss America or Miss USA, but at the same time, you know, it is. How big is it? I mean, how many contestants were there?
I think there were about 30 last year, and I'm not sure how many, but I think it has a chance to grow even bigger than the regular Miss America because just women are maturing later and it's open to women of all ages. So I think it's a much more modern competition now.
Now, I guess like if you are, I mean, I don't know how this works. Let's say you have been Miss America, Miss Texas, and you go for Miss America and you don't make it, but you were Miss Texas kind of thing. Can you, when you have that, since that's a different pageant, can you go into this pageant even though you've already won MISS Texas, Miss Texas?
There's a lot of people who compete in the Miss pageants now who are former state winners. I don't know, you know, because they have it in their blood, and so they want to keep competing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah. So this was like in 2011, the contest?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. They probably show it on TV, right?
No, it wasn't on TV. I don't know if it's going to be on the internet in April. I'm not sure. But it's going to be here in Anaheim, right by Disneyland.
Cool.
The Miss America pageant.
Really?
In April.
Cool.
On April 15th.
And you've got your own crown and everything, right?
Yes.
You brought your crown, so we'll take some pictures with that.
Yeah, we'll post them up. Wait, so she was also on a TV show in Norway.
Yes.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah, why don't you tell us
what
about
were
that?
You doing in Norway?
Well, it was amazing. That's another thing about pursuing your dreams. One of my big regrets in life was that I didn't go, as an exchange student, live in another country in high school or college. I always wish that I had done that.
Right.
Well, then I found out about this show, this Norwegian show, and I'm of Norwegian ancestry, and I couldn't believe it. I found out a Norwegian TV show was looking for Americans to go to Norway and compete on a Norwegian reality show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, trying to prove that we could be real Norwegian Vikings. So we had to do all kinds of things like sleep out in a snow cave and go cross-country skiing.
That's so fun.
Yeah, I got to meet the Prime Minister of Norway, and that was amazing.
Wow.
And that was right before the Oslo bombing took place. So it was really weird to see that when that happened, because we had just been in that same building with the Prime Minister just a few weeks before.
Right. Wow, that's crazy.
So, yeah. So, I mean, why would they let you meet the Prime Minister there?
It was I couldn't believe it.
Well, part of the TV show.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, for the TV show?
Yeah, for the TV show.
It was part of the TV show, exactly. Right. They wanted us to learn about Norwegian culture and, you know, we're all of Norwegian ancestry and to learn about our voice, but it was amazing. I mean, I've never met the president here in the United States. And that's what we all said. We couldn't believe it that we actually got to meet the prime minister. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
So that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah.
And it aired in Norway then?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend whatever your heritage is to visit the country of your ancestors, because it's just so cool to learn about where you came from.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. So how many generations ago were people in Norway from your family?
It was my great-grandma came over to the U.S. when she was 16, which I couldn't believe that she could do that, being that brave all by herself when she was 16. And my great-grandfather came over separately also. And then my grandma's 100% Norwegian, but she was born in Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's cool. What does your family think about everything, all your success here?
They thought it was great, especially they all want to go to Norway now. Mm-hmm. But I got to do so many things there that you would never get to go do just as a tourist. And now I'm in contact with tons of my relatives that we didn't know we had in Norway through Facebook. It was just amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And it was like one of Norway's, was it their first reality show?
No, it's one of their most popular reality shows. It's a family show. Like, people of all ages watch it together. It's kind of like Survivor, but set in the Arctic.
Oh,
so
wow.
We were freezing cold.
Yeah. It was like a really popular show over in Norway.
Yeah. Perfect for you, Brigitte.
I would do it in a heartbeat. Absolutely.
She was born for these things.
I know.
Have you ever done a reality show?
Oh, I've done a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why we joke about it.
Yeah, she killed
chickens
and everything.
And I'm a little crazy.
Yeah.
I could never kill an animal. And that was like,
if you
don't feed me,
I'm going to kill whatever's in front of me to eat. Like, that's, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not.
See, I couldn't kill. We had to go fishing for one of the challenges, and I was upset because I didn't even want to go fishing.
Really?
It upset me so bad.
It's just a fish. So are you vegan?
No, but
I know, I was just going to ask the same thing.
No,
really?
But I'm trying to be, I was vegetarian for a while, but I was really, really tired all the time. So I'm trying to become more and more, because I don't want to eat meat, because I don't like the idea of eating an animal. I don't like any suffering
and
an animal at all.
I am vegetarian now, but only because I think I'm healthier and I have way more energy.
Really?
But it's only because I feel like to be more healthy for myself, that's why I did it. But I mean, I love meat and everything, and I have no problem with it.
Right.
My thing is too is, from that show, when you killed something, you learned, because you killed it, you respect that animal, so you eat it. You eat all of it. But it's not like there are hunters out there that do kill it for trophy, and that's bullshit.
Yeah,
and
that's terrible.
I'm not cool with that. But if you were to kill it and actually eat every single part of the animal, kind of like back to the Native Americans, back to the beginning of America, back to your heritage, actually, everywhere in the world, that's what they did.
Yeah.
They respected the animal. Then I have no problem. I mean, I have absolutely no problem with that. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
So when I say, when I kill something, it's because we learn to respect our food, and you eat the whole thing. You actually appreciate it more when you have when you kill it yourself. You're like, I killed that. Now I have to eat it out of respect, because if you let it waste, then you killed it for nothing.
Right.
If I had to kill it, I would just eat like fruits and vegetables, because I could never do it.
You wasted the animal, and then
but I wouldn't kill it.
I wouldn't kill it.
I would just eat fruits and vegetables. That's what I'm trying to do.
But what if there is none? Because there was none on the show that I was on. You just don't eat.
Yeah.
Then you starve and you die.
That's what I would do.
Starve and die?
Yes.
So you'd rather die than...
I'd start eating like the leaves or something off the trees.
You know, but it's not really cruel. There's no suffering when you kill an animal to eat it. You know, I mean, they're just like... So it's not like they're suffering or anything.
No.
But it's also like in nature, it's like that. You know, I mean, animals eat other animals. You know, that's just the way it is.
Exactly.
It looks unfair and it looks mean and terrible,
like,
but it's
that.
Not.
That's, I don't like that. I like nice cats, little puppy dogs kissing your face and sweet, nice things.
I'm not saying kill a dog. I mean, like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, there's an overpopulation of deer everywhere. Well, at least on the East Coast, it's huge, especially in Texas. They're way overpopulated.
Really?
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Why is it happening?
Because they breed so much, and because people are building over top the lands, there's less land for them to run around, there's less food for them to have, and they breed and breed and breed, so they wind up becoming a danger to humans and to themselves, and they wind up, honestly, I don't know if you guys know this, but deer, little Bambi, they eat themselves sometimes.
Well,
there's no food. So I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong when there's a hunting season, because there's so many more, there's so many car accidents, there's so many, I mean, and yes, it's because we're taking away a lot of the land, but they're overpopulated. They're breeding and breeding and breeding like crazy.
Right.
That's just what they do.
There's
so,
no ban on hunting or anything?
No. There's hunting seasons where, no, because if we were hunting more, there wouldn't be as many. We control
That's what
it.
I'm saying. So there's no ban. I was wondering if there's a ban and that's what's creating the overpopulation.
No, I mean.
People are not hunting.
And there's hunting seasons, which, you know, obviously that's helping control the population. So actually it's better to have hunters because it is helping control the population where they can actually live.
Right.
And there's less accidents and disease and whatnot. I mean,
That's
I could go on and talk
about it. Balance of nature. You know, you got to have that. But
I don't
respect
like hunting. I don't want any of the animals to die. I want them to be all living happily. Little family.
Overrun us, right? So, so did you have to have any qualifications to go into the pageant?
Well, everyone has to have a platform, you know, their cause, and different people have different, like, they can have diabetes. Like, so mine is animals helping people and people helping animals.
Right.
So that's one of the main qualifications, is that you're involved in volunteering and promoting your platform.
Right. But as far as, like, looks and things like that, they don't look at that as much, right?
It's more like interview, like, you get judged on interview, your on stage question, evening gown, the fitness wear, that you're you know, healthy.
Right.
So it's a combination of all those things.
Right.
So sorry.
No, it's fine, but it's not so it's not so like physical.
No, a lot of it's about your charity work and volunteering and that you're passionate about, you know, making a difference and making the world a better place.
Yeah.
So what about, I mean, fitness-wise, you obviously have to be in shape and stuff. What is your regimen that you do to keep in shape?
Actually, one of my favorite things is doing yoga with my dogs.
Wait, so there's doggy yoga?
Yes.
Hold up. There's doggy yoga?
Yes. Kobe, do you like doing yoga? Do you want to show a little bit of your yoga?
Oh, my God. This is
funny.
We do
yoga together. This is one of his little stretches. Good boy.
She's stretching the dog over the table.
Oh my God, this is really happening. Lord. This is when I wish we had video.
Yeah. We've been on a couple TV shows demonstrating our dog yoga. Actually, on the Norway show, I guess they wanted to show it to show all how weird the, you know, LA people are.
So, yeah, we're weird.
Yeah. I think that tops it. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, they love doing the yoga. We do yoga, and I use, like, Kobe as a weight. Like, it gets lifted above my head for some of the stretches. You're a good weight, aren't you, Kobe?
Yeah.
My God. That's my favorite, but I also do yoga and Pilates at the gym. But my favorite is doing it with my dogs.
Now, what kind of yoga do you do? Is it just like basic yoga? Or are you in a Bikram? Are you in a like hatha or like?
No, I don't do just regular yoga.
Just regular yoga.
Basic.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Very nice. So a little bit about your background and stuff. So you were born and you grew up here in LA.
Yes.
And where'd you go to school?
I went to Cal State Long Beach, and I got a degree in interior design.
That's cool.
But, yeah, during the same time, like I said, I'd met a photographer, and I did a pageant, and I won Miss Photogenic, and then he introduced me to an agent. I never dreamed that I would come up to LA, but he introduced me to an agent, and he was like, do you want to start going out on some auditions? So I was like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
So is that what you wanted to do? I mean, you wanted to get into entertainment? No.
Actually, no. I never planned on it. I thought I would just go to school and become an interior designer.
Right.
But then I kind of fell into the acting thing, and people say I have kind of a unique voice and like interesting like personality, so I started getting kind of like quirky, like the quirky ditzy blonde stuff.
Well, you've got your niche, you know, that's important.
You're not just
like everybody else.
Trust me, I know that. I think that's all I ever get is the ditzy blonde, the lingerie, the bikini girl, the, you know, the naked. I'm always like, even Californication, I'm a stripper. You know, it's like, I'm always a stripper. Why? I have a brain.
Yeah, well, don't take the roles then if you don't like
it. No, I like it. It's money. It's good. And it's an amazing show. So where do you see yourself in a couple of years?
Well, I would love to get on another show, either a reality show or a sitcom. I used to always want to get on a sitcom, but now I think it's actually more fun doing reality shows. So I really wish that I could get on some kind of dating show where they could help me figure out why I can't find a man.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let's talk about this.
You're having a problem with that?
Let's talk about this for a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, I like this kind of dirt.
How long have you been looking for a man now?
Like about 4 years.
4 years?
Wow.
I've been single.
Is that when you had your last relationship?
Yeah.
What was your longest relationship?
Probably about five years or so.
Five years.
Yeah.
Okay. So, have you had sex during the meantime, or?
No.
No, huh?
Oh, wow. Wait, are you serious? You're lying.
No.
In 4 years, you haven't had sex. She's totally playing with
us. Yeah, she's ready.
She's
ready.
She's totally joking.
Whoever she meets, she's going to, like, devour
it. Yeah, but she's totally joking. No one goes 4 years without having sex.
You don't know that.
She's embarrassed. She doesn't want to talk about it.
I just want to meet a really nice, dog-loving guy who would love to have three little Pomeranian children.
Yeah. Do you want children? Do you want kids?
Oh, I have my three Pomeranian children, so I'm happy with my three little Pomeranian
children. So if somebody wants to get married and have a family, you can't provide that to them?
No, I could if it's the right guy.
Okay.
But it's just hard to meet a nice guy here in LA, I think. I don't know. Have you found any nice guys here?
I go through my stages. I mean, I can go on and I can bitch like crazy because that's what there's normally a lot of douchebags out there. But you can find some really amazing guys. It's just, and actually, that's what I was saying the other day. It's like you find them when you least expect it.
Yeah.
It's not like if you go looking to meet someone, then you're never going to find it. You need to be secure with what yourself and what you're doing. And, you know, I find that when you're working more and you're focused on yourself, then like, pops in, you're like, oh, okay, cool, you know, and you start hanging out and whatever and go from there. But how long have you been in L.A.?
I've lived in, well, my whole life.
Oh, you know, being like, that's right. I'm retarded.
I think one of my problems is all my hobbies are really like girly stuff, like volunteering with the Pomeranian Rescue and pageants. So there's not a lot of guys around.
Well, there's plenty of men I think that would appreciate. I mean, it just depends. Like, there's a guy for everyone. There's a girl for everyone, you know? I'm one that I need to be more hands-on and doing things. I'm more of a dude than I am a girl anyway. I mean, like, I like dressing up, don't get me wrong. I like going to events and having a blast, but I am way more, you know, of a guy, a lot of guy friends. Like, I'm more of a dude in ways than I am of a girl. But that's me, and there's not, in that aspect, there's a lot, like, there aren't many girls like that. In fact, all my girlfriends, we're all pretty much the same. We're, like, hands-on people and like to get dirty and have fun and, like, go crazy. But there are a lot of, like, the girly girls out there. And especially here, there's so many men that like that.
Really?
Especially a little bit of the older guys. If you date some of the older guys, there's plenty of... They like that.
Well, so now, where do you look for guys? I mean, you say you can't find anybody in 4 years. You must have been looking in the wrong places.
She's on the prowl right now.
Yeah. Well, Kobe has to approve of them.
I see. Okay, he has to approve.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's probably the reason why you can't find a man. He figures he has to compete with the dog, you know?
Right. Have you ever seen that show, It's Me or the Dog?
No.
Yeah, you should go on that show.
I know, I should.
It's Me or the Dog. It's either a guy comes in, they're having a relationship, whatever, and the guy is like, I can't deal with this. I can't. Or maybe it's the girl, I can't deal with it. Your dog's crazy, or it's too much, or you give the dog attention more than me, whatever it is. And so basically the show's, it's me or it's the dog. So they got to fix it. And the show goes in and they fix it. It's some stupid reality show.
She would be perfect for this.
I know, maybe they could do an episode where they figure out why I can't find a guy with my dogs. I mean,
Oh my God. You're so funny.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, you have to look at the package you're presenting to a man, you know, and the thing is, if the dog's a part of it and he's not a dog lover, then there you go. You know, that's.
Well, also, I mean, I can't be with somebody with a big dog or a vicious dog because it might kill my little babies. I mean, they're fragile. So if they're a dog lover, they can't be have a big dog.
Right.
Well, they could have a big dog if it gets along with other dogs. I mean, I have two huge dogs and two tiny little miniature chihuahuas.
And they all get along.
Okay. Yeah, fine. It depends. And it's not have to do with the big dog. That's at all. It depends how you breed your bigger dog.
And not a vicious dog.
No. I mean, most and that's the thing. People think that big dogs are mean, and they're not. Especially I have two pit bulls, and they're not mean at all. They're actually like the most idiot. They just lay there all day. And like, it's the little dogs that cause all the problems.
Yeah, he's always trying to attack big dogs, so that is a problem.
Yeah, I mean, but they get used to it. They're friendly dogs, and they get used to it. So you shouldn't be so specific on that, because there could be a guy who's got a big dog. It could be a pit bull or a boxer, and they could be perfectly fine. A lot of big dogs like little dogs.
Okay.
So there you go.
So what do you look like, do you look for in a guy? I mean, other than the dogs and everything.
Just somebody really nice. He's going to be really nice to me and not try to get me to go, like, camping.
That's not being nice if he thinks you're camping?
No, I'm not an outdoorsy type.
Oh, my God. So
he can still be nice and invite you, you know.
But I
doesn't make
to
him not
camping.
Nice.
Like,
okay.
Guys, all the time, I mean, all the time, like, guys who, like, want me to do athletic stuff, like go hiking or camping, and I'm just not the outdoorsy type.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. I mean, that's fine.
So maybe you should, like, find an artist. Someone who's, like, artsy. Are you artsy at all? Do you have any hobbies besides?
Yeah. Well, I love drawing and painting also. And so that might be good. Somebody nice.
So you start going to art shows and checking out. I mean, I love going to art shows. Go to, like, the art walk or things
galleries,
like that.
Museums.
Yeah, and start hanging around the artsy crowd. Okay. You know, if you're into it. I mean, don't force yourself to go if you're not into it. But, I mean, if you're into it, then start hanging around that crowd and see what you get from there. You're probably hanging around. If you're hanging around, like, sports people, then, they're going to ask you. You know? But, find common ground. Like, go to art shows. Art walk's awesome.
Yeah, you know, get on a, reality TV, like Millionaire Matchmaker or something. Like that,
why
you know?
Can't okay
you want to do that I have the number
no, Patty's too mean, but I wish
she's awesome.
But okay, I wish Patty would like take me on, not as a millionaire, but to like find me a nice man.
Well, they do that than, why don't you
but I'm not a millionaire.
She's not a millionaire, so she has to be one of the contestants.
Yeah, I've been on the thing. I've been on the pilot. You don't, as a woman, you don't have to be a millionaire.
No,
as long
but,
as
right,
no, but
right.
I don't want to be the one that the guy is picking. I want to pick the guy. I want to be like the client and have somebody find the perfect guy for me.
Just so you know, she does do that. It doesn't mean you'll be on the show, but she does it on the side. That's what she's a match. She actually is a real matchmaker.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you any money. It costs the guys money. So what you would do is you would fill out a profile and tell her what you're looking for. And she really is matching you up with other guys.
Yeah. Okay. So and she's good. She's smart.
She's really
she
good.
Knows her stuff, you know?
She is. I mean, I did this a couple years ago as a pilot for her. And I actually had to go on like three different dates with people just because for the pilot, which is a non-airing pilot or whatever. And so I did it for her and it wasn't a big deal and it was fun. I was single at the time, so I didn't care. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just be something fun. And I'm actually good friends with one of the guys still. He was really cool. So we've become friends, you know, didn't go any further than that. But she's really good at what she does. Yes, we get along great, but it just wasn't for me. I wasn't attracted in that way.
Yeah, and all those millionaires, man, they're fucking crazy, you know?
I know.
Even the female millionaires.
Yeah. The ones, that's because they want to show you that, what did I say to you before? It's reality TV. A lot of it is fake. A lot of it is just for the ratings. So just because, you know, that's what I'm saying, she has this business that's very successful. Just because you'd be with her, it's not, you wouldn't be on the show probably. You would she would hook you up on dates. And she would go on, like, if you wanted to, like, you fill out a profile today and you'd probably go on a date this weekend or next week. And honestly, she's really good at matching, so you'd find someone that you would like, and I bet you would have a fun time. And then you have a choice if you want to go out with them again or if you don't. You tell her what you liked and what you didn't like, and then you go from there. It's actually pretty cool. I don't do that anymore, but, like, I'm saying, like...
But if I'm not a paying client, do you think she would actually be
looking out
for me rather than looking out for just what the guy
She's looking
wants?
Out for her business because it's a matchmaking service, like I was saying, so it's about the matchmaking.
Right.
So she's looking for you to partner you up with someone that matches quite well. So, yes, it is about you. And there are very strict policies, like you can't have sex or anything like that. Like, it's not like, you know, it's all these rules you have to follow as a woman and as a guy. And if they do, and she will report back. She will ask you, how'd it go? What did you like? What didn't you like? Did you follow the rules? Da-da-da-da-da. Like, she'll go on and on. It is about you. It doesn't, just because you're not one of the guys paying doesn't mean anything. She's still, it's a matchmaking service. It's about carrying her name.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know.
Now I mean, what you see there is
the guys. The guys always going for the most gorgeous woman, and then they get disappointed.
That's not true either.
No.
No, because a lot of these men are I'll tell you what it is. A lot of it, from what I've experienced, are men that have worked so hard in their lives and to make their business successful that they haven't had time to pay attention to their social life.
Right.
So they just haven't, and dating scares the shit out of them. So it's like here they are as, and they're a lot of them are good looking. A lot of them, you know, it depends. You tell her what age group you want to. And a lot of them are really cool, you know. But and they're all different ages. They're in from mid 20s all the way up, you know.
Right.
And so you tell them what you want. You say I want between 20 and 30, or between 30 and 40, or the oldest I'll go is 50. Whatever you want, you tell her.
Okay.
And she tells it. But a lot of these guys just don't have time to literally go out. They're not going to go to a bar and look for a girl. They're like,
right.
I just want to settle down. I want to find someone cool. So they go to her. So yeah, you don't have to worry about any of that. It's
okay.
Actually like you should do it.
I'll think about it. I just think she's like, I mean, it's fun to show to watch, but she's so mean. I'm like, I don't want her to be mean to me like that.
Right. She wouldn't be dealing with you either. It would
okay.
be her assistants. And that's only for the show. A lot of like
okay.
reality isn't really reality. Like I'm saying,
right.
it's all fake for TV.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a lot for just for the ratings. I do that for the ratings. Would you watch a show if she was nice all the time?
No.
It'd be boring as hell. Yeah, exactly. So
yeah,
they do
but
it.
That's probably her personality though,
she
right?
She is more, you know, lively, but you're
right.
not you're not going to be on one-on-one with her, you know. She's doing it, but she has assistants that are, like are going to be
right.
emailing you. It's all through email too. Or call. They may have one conversation or something.
Okay.
But I mean, like I did this a couple of years ago and then like, you know, like I said, I'm still friends with a couple, actually two. One of them I talk to a lot and one occasionally I think it's just Facebook, but
yeah. Yeah. So
whatever.
Do they still air new episodes on that show?
I don't know. I have
yeah.
no idea. I'm not really sure. But, I
yeah.
mean, regardless, it's the service is still around.
That's
so.
True, yeah.
Or go on Match.com. I don't know. I have a bunch of friends. Literally, I know so many people recently that are getting married off Match.com.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the dating
yeah.
sites are effective, you know, especially today. You know,
yeah.
people have accepted the internet as
mm-hmm.
something to do everything with, and people do it.
Yeah.
You know, and
go
it works.
It. I don't know.
You never tried a dating site before?
Yeah, I have, and I haven't had good luck.
Did you do, like, Match.com?
I've tried Match, and I've tried...
I don't think Match is that great, though.
I don't know. I mean, I've had, like, there's, like, six or seven different people that I know that have... literally are getting married.
Really?
Yeah.
yeah.
That's why, I mean, I've never done it, so I don't know, but that,
yeah.
they have, and I'm like, oh, that's...
Go on J-Date, meet a nice Jewish guy there.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So funny. We're giving her all this dating advice.
Yeah, I love it. It's like, it's nice to hear somebody else's
yeah.
perspective. Especially, I need to hear a guy's perspective.
I mean, a lot of, that's the thing, like, it used to be such a big thing back in the day, oh, God, online dating, oh, blah, blah. But
right.
no, I think nowadays, it's just, that's what a lot of people do. You just don't have time.
Okay,
yeah.
but do you think, it seems like, I've been afraid that, like, people on there, men and women, like, get addicted to it, get addicted to the constantly, like meeting
the
new people.
The dating.
Yeah, and
yeah.
not want to settle down with one person because it's, like, almost addictive that
right.
so many people are emailing you. And
I don't
so,
think that at all.
It makes
I mean,
sense.
If
it
I were
sense,
doing that, I'd
yeah.
be really picky. I don't have time. Who the hell
yeah.
has time to go on a million dates? Especially
right.
if you're working all the time. You don't. You
right.
don't.
Right.
I don't know. That's just not me. But I can't say for other people. But I
yeah.
think most people on there are on there because they want to find someone they can relate and talk to. So if you guys have good conversation and you go on an actual date and you guys have a great time, I mean, yeah, you're going to see other people for a bit, but I mean, eventually you'll figure out if that's the person you want to be with or not. It works both ways.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's not,
yeah.
you don't have to be, if you're scared of that, then you're not secure with yourself.
No, it's
ba-dum-bum.
Just, no, it's just, I know a few people,
yeah.
like, that have met somebody on there, and then, like, they'll think that they're in a relationship, and then they find out, like, the guy is still...
But
there.
See, that's
so.
Women, though. I mean, I just think
yeah.
that's women. Women think automatically when you start talking to someone, oh, no, I'm in a relationship, which that's not the case.
Right.
Like, when you first start talking to someone, you're talking to them, and then they're probably talking to other people, too,
mm-hmm.
but it just depends. I mean, like,
right.
I don't know. It just really
no,
depends.
Because I've had guys get mad that my profile was up after one date.
Oh, well, that's
so
weird.
It's
just one.
Like,
if it's just one day, then that's
but,
weird. That's just no, that's weird. Then
yeah.
you'd be like, dude, I just met you, so
yeah.
you need to chill. So you
yeah.
know, you want to wait a little bit, and then you have a discussion about it. You know, like
yeah.
have a talk about it.
Yeah. And plus, I think as a woman, you don't want to stay passive because I think it's tempting to just sort of like respond to the guys that come after you because you get bombarded with this stuff. But I think what you should do is maybe take the initiative and look for someone yourself, you know,
right.
someone
yeah.
that you think you might like.
Yeah.
That's what one of my guy friends told me, but I never knew if it was true. He's like, oh, you need to be like the pursuer and pursue who you like. Because
right.
like, it's all the guys that are kind of dogs that are like pursuing you. They're like hitting on like 100 women a day.
Because exactly. I just want a piece of me. But if you go, I mean, I don't know, it just depends. Again, you could, it would work either way, but it's all about confidence.
Are you like the pursuer type?
It just depends. It depends.
Yeah. And you don't have to be the pursuer. I think if you just like saw somebody you like and you make yourself known.
Right.
And then let him take charge, you know?
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Ow. Oh my God. That hurt like yourself. A motherfucker.
You hurt your elbow on the corner of the table.
Oh my God. Ow. Okay. I'm fine. I'm Miss Klutz. But as I was saying.
We'll put some padding on the table.
You should, because you know I'm a klutz. And I think that's the third time I've done that. I have pins and needles in my arm now. Awesome.
Wow.
But yeah, okay. So am I the pursuer type? So if I like someone and we hit it off really well, then I think I'm going to pursue it.
You have the confidence.
I do. I have the confidence to go for it. And that's another thing I find recently, then I'm not like talking to a ton of people. Like, it's just not my thing. Like, I just don't care about millions of people. Like, if I'm into someone, I'm into that person and whatever it is, and you go from there, take it slow as you know, and whatever. But,
right.
But
I mean, initially, do you let the guy pursue you first or do you pursue them first?
I like mixing it up. I'm a person. I'm a mysterious person.
I think every woman likes to be romanced and courted and stuff.
I mean,
right?
It works both ways, though. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I put it this way. I want what I want. Like, I go for what I want. But I do. I mean, I appreciate when someone, comes, because you want them to ask you out or go out because you want to make, I mean, it works both ways. You want to make sure they're interested as well. You're not just like chasing nothing,
Right.
But, I like playing a little bit at first. So it's a give or take thing. I don't know. It's just chill. It's just what it is. I don't know. I'm just so much relaxed in things. It's like, let it happen.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
So as a guy, do you like women to pursue you or do you like...
Yeah, definitely. Guys like that. Yeah, it saves you some hard work, and stuff. It makes you feel desired. I mean, everybody wants to be pursued, I think, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman.
Right.
You want to know that you're attractive to people.
Right.
And stuff, but in the scheme of things, women like to be pursued and, and guys have to follow.
We do. But I also I like to be pursued, but I also like to call some shots sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you mix it up. You can be boring.
No, definitely. But
if I'm interested, then they'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially in the beginning. And then you sort of then you go together for a while and you know each other and stuff like that, so you don't have to play these games.
Exactly.
But in the beginning,
games suck.
Yeah, but really people play them all the time.
They do, and I hate games. I do. I don't know. I'm so over it. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
But you go for it. Play the game.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So what do you do? What do you do for a living? I mean, when you're not taking care of dogs and competing in pageants.
Well, I also I do other modeling and acting. I was just in FHM in Norway.
Really?
Yeah,
how
I got a 6-page layout in Norwegian FHM.
Wow.
That was really exciting.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also working on producing a web series, a children's web series about kindness and animals with my little dogs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working on a children's book with the dogs.
See, it seems like you like children, so you should.
I get along really well with them because I'm kind of childish myself, I guess.
But she prefers the animals.
Right.
Yeah. You like to rescue.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So you involved with rescuing animals too?
Yes, the Southern California
Pomeranian Rescue.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And how can people get a hold of that? I guess just Google it, right?
Yeah, Southern California Pomeranian Rescue. We have adoption events here in Sherman Oaks, like every 2 weeks, and also in Tehachapi and down in Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
So you can come out and see the puppies. And I also have the Pomeranians that are available up on the website and on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And where can people find you?
On my website, Shauna Olson, SHANNAOLSON .com, or my dogs have their own Facebook pages too. They have they each have 5,000 friends each. Like,
now, how does that happen?
How does that happen?
If you want to talk to Kobe, Kobe's on Facebook. Kobe, KOBE, Pomeranian on Facebook.
Oh my God.
And also Jack Pomeranian, Isabel. Bell Park. They have friends from all over the world, doggy friends and dog lover friends from all over the world.
It amazes me how much people are into their animals. Yeah. You know, it's just amazing.
You know, what's funny is we both shot with one of my favorite photographers that I've shot with for a lot of my body shots were with Isabel Ruin, and you shot with Isabel as well.
Yeah, she shot my FHM. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's awesome.
She's amazing. Yeah. No, were the dogs any of the shots?
Yes, we did. Well, we not for FHM, but we did another shoot with me and the dogs, and it was awesome because she's a huge dog lover.
She is.
Also,
and she also has a site called doggypics.com where if anyone wants any photos of their animals with them or just with their animals, she does that professionally, which I thought was really interesting.
Cool.
But it's really hard to shoot with your pets.
Oh yeah, I know that one. I have four, so I understand.
All right, well, we are out of time. Shauna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're very interesting. A lot of interesting things in your life there.
Absolutely.
And and try to get some sex soon. You know, it helps.
Yeah.
It keeps you vital.
I'm trying to find who we have tomorrow. I'm trying to find.
We have a band or something tomorrow.
Oh, what is tomorrow? Wednesday or today is Wednesday?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday. That's right. We have Sudden coming in tomorrow. It's one of my favorite bands. They're doing really well right now. They're on K-Rock a lot. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, so thanks again, Shauna.
Thank you.
All the best to you.
Really nice to meet
you guys. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.